This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. Tony Cole is the chief technology officer of an incredible company, a market leader in deception technology. It's Attivo Networks. Welcome.
Hi, Gary. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So Attivo was the first company to say, you know, let's take the Winnie the Pooh honeypot and put it out there. And you've advanced it beyond any of your competitors. I've heard you're doing things with Active Directory. You know, there's all this lateral movement inside networks. A lot of people think that they can get at files that look like they're corporate files. But instead, what are they?
But they are a deceptive fabric across the entire enterprise, so in our decoy environment, which just makes it great fun. So putting the attackers back on their heels and giving the advantage to the defenders.
Is Attivo easy to deploy, and is it only large enterprises or MSSPs? Can anybody get Attivo?
Yeah, that's a great question, and we have a lot of the Fortune 50 today that are customers that are lean forward, that want to study the adversary. But on the other side of that, we have a lot of mid-market companies as well, smaller enterprise customers that have deployed it primarily for its detection capabilities because they're high-fidelity alerts. So it really is very fitting for any organization. In fact, Gartner has done a couple presentations publicly on it saying that it's good for the fabric of any detection foundation, and they talk about from immature organizations to lean forward, it fits everywhere.
I like that, lean forward. We've been victimized all the time. We're looking at, you know, 11 billion plus records stolen in America according to privacyrights.org. The numbers, it's exponential. It just never ends. I don't want to get another credit card in the mail. I don't want to have another identity theft. I think 10 or 12 years of LifeLock is enough. I'm just a consumer, right, or business owner, small business owner. But the banks have to put up with this, and the Plastic Card Act for the industry is if someone's been breached, like a TJ Maxx or a Target, they've got to go pay $9 a card to replace all those cards. These are millions to hundreds of millions of dollars in damages just from a single breach. Can you stop that kind of breach?
Absolutely, we can. And I wouldn't say we stop that breach, but what we do is we detect that breach almost immediately, which allows the organization to mitigate the impact from that breach. So you may get a patient zero, but they've not had time to get to the assets they're targeting and actually extract the information. So you may have a dead patient zero, but they've not escalated privileges yet. They've not moved laterally. They've not established beachheads. So we catch it very quickly. We shrink that dwell time. We completely kill the breakout time. And instead, they're able to clean it up very quickly.
Now, I'm going to do an article on this is the year of acronyms. Is it mean time to detection, dwell time? We're talking about time-based security.
Yes.
Right? Are you opening up? Are you making the window of vulnerability wider open for customers? For example, if they don't have time to patch, you know, their Windows servers and the SMB1 protocol and all these things, so maybe they have a mess of things that they have to fix. Patch and pray, I've heard for years.
Yeah.
So are you giving them more time because the adversary thinks they're in the real network? And if so, how long do they end up usually stuck in the mud or in the honeypot?
Yeah, that's a great question, and we certainly do give the defenders more time to work in their environment, to get things up to speed, and that's the purpose of deception, making it authentic. So if your deceptive environment matches your real organization that you have, the same operating systems and applications and data and such, you know, then you give them a lot more time because it's authentic.
Even in build vulnerabilities that you just haven't had time to fix?
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't matter. So, and as soon as they touch any of those decoys, that's an anomaly in of itself, which means it's a high fidelity alert and they know somebody's in that environment and can quickly contain them, you know, and shrink that dwell time. I like to look at it from breakout time, the time from when a system is breached until they move laterally. So to dwell time, when that adversary is discovered inside the environment, and then containment time. So how long does it take to clean up that breach? And since we hit it right at the breakout time, as well as the dwell time, then we see a rapid reduction in impact. So inside an organization. The last point I'll make on that is Enterprise Management Associates did a survey last year, and they saw overall from deception users a 91% reduction in dwell time, which is phenomenal.
That's phenomenal. Over 90%?
Over 90% reduction in dwell time.
That's incredible. So what happens is the bad guys get in, They find an open port or a backdoor vulnerability, or they spoof a MAC address on a wireless router, and now they found a hole in a Cisco switch, and then they got into the Windows server, and then they find a user's laptop or desktop, and then they find something else. And all these things they're finding and all these files they're finding are all fake.
Yes, they're all in the deceptive fabric sitting inside the decoy environment. And the piece you mentioned earlier, you know, it's really interesting. Active Directory, which is like the GPS of an enterprise, where the applications, users, credentials, you know, every adversary goes after that in a Windows environment. And yet there's very few protections for Active Directory. So what we've added to make it even more robust, so is AD Secure, so which is very simply on the production environment, any compromised endpoint, when an adversary does a query to Active Directory, we don't touch the domain controllers. And yet from that endpoint, we intercept those query results and provide deceptive information back to the adversary.
That's incredible. So now there's been new forms of exploits. The hackers are getting their own AI and ML systems, artificial intelligence, machine learning. Again, the year of acronyms. But I'm starting to think that the whole fabric of what we talk about when we talk about all the different point solutions and different vendors is everybody wants to find a way to plug one hole. And you're saying the holes are everywhere. Yeah. So are you providing, call it a little more of that security automation across the organization of, like for example, I want to set up a fake network for 1,000 users overnight. Are you automating that? Are you doing it instantly? So to me, that's security automation. You've instantly made a fake world for the bad guys. Or is this going to take months or years?
Well, we see organizations typically that will build a crawl, walk, run. However, what happens generally is if they're doing it on-premise or in the cloud, it doesn't matter. We have a fabric that matches their entire environment. Then we'll plug into a trunk port. We'll listen. So through our machine learning that we have, so understand their environment and then recommend a deployment structure.
You're not in line.
No, we have no impact.
You're eavesdropping on the real corporate traffic for
a little while.
You're building a profile. You're doing what a hacker would do, except you're doing it for good.
Yeah, exactly.
So now you've got the whole network topology the way it is today. It may change a little so that you leave that running for a day, a week, a month?
Well, it's dynamic and they can run it as long as they wish. So they can turn it back on and they can go through and change MAC addresses. They can change IP addresses. So even when they're breached, if an adversary comes back in, say you're really being targeted and it's the same adversary coming in, you can change it up the next time they come in. There's new subdomains. There's new data inside those systems. There's new IP addresses.
It's a dynamic honeypot.
It's dynamic, yeah. So they don't know what's real and what isn't.
This is awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. The challenge that we run into is even our Fortune 50 customers, they roll it out in complete secrecy. So which is, you know, people are like, does this really work? Yes, listen to Gartner, listen to MITRE, listen to NIST. It works.
Would you partner or integrate with SIEMS or SIEMS, security information event management systems?
Yeah.
There's so many acronyms, right?
Yeah,
or SOAR, yeah. Right? The SOAR dashboard. Or do you have your own pane of glass? Are you integrating? Do you have connectors? How is it all laid out for the administrator?
That's a really good question. We integrate today with about 30 partners, all the big ones out there, Palo Alto, you know, CrowdStrike, FireEye, McAfee, Cisco. So we're integrated so we can feed into a SIEM if that's how they wish to, you know, to manage their environment. A lot don't want to look at another pane of glass. And then on the other side of that, we also integrate with orchestration, so with SOAR, so across the board. So you can do quarantining of an endpoint through your existing processes and flows that you have. We integrate into that.
Like a Foundstone or something.
Yeah, absolutely. So, or you can go through and you could use our technology.
Did I say Foundstone? I meant Forescout. You said McAfee and I just went back in time. Time-based security. So, Tony, is there anything else you want to tell our viewers, listeners, and readers?
Yeah, I just think it's important for people to understand that deception today is something that's been very, very effective. It started out with honeypots in the late 90s. The
Honeynet.org.
Yeah,
good old days.
I played in that space. That's how I initially got interested when I was...
I met Eeyore and Winnie the Pooh on there.
Yeah. So, yeah. But deception today is totally different. It's a complete fabric across your enterprise, and it really works. There's a reason Gartner said it's simple, inexpensive, and it works.
Well, we're going to send our viewers, listeners, and readers to ativonetworks.com, A-T-T-I-V-O?
That's correct.
Networks.com?
ativonetworks.com.
And can they do a proof of value, proof of concept, get rolling quickly?
They can. It's very easy to deploy. So it's easy to set up a POC. And quite frankly, once they test it, typically they move very quickly in expanding out their deployment inside their environment, so at least to those high value assets across the enterprise.
Sounds great, Tony. Thank you for this hot seat interview. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much, Gary. Appreciate the time.
And what we're going to do is send our viewers to ativonetworks.com, get your proof of concept rolling. It's really a proof of value in my mind because within a day, week, month, depending on the deployment, you're going to catch them in the honeypot. You're going to have offensive security, and you're going to reduce what I would say the time-based security problem so that you can get back to work and do other things more important and not get breached. And then come back next time for an exciting episode of Cyber Defense TV.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.